Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning. Today is Monday, the 28th of December, the last week of this month. I just thank each and every one of you for coming to the Prayer, Praise, and Deliver Ministry line this morning. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Thank you. Heavenly Father, we come to you, Heavenly Father, just giving you praise, Lord, giving you glory, Lord, for who you are. Oh, yes, Heavenly Father, just thanking you, Lord, for being our guider, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 for waking us up this morning, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for your unconditional love. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, for just being our Father, Lord. Being our friend, Lord. Being our lover, Heavenly Father. Oh, the great I am, the creator of this universe. Yes, 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 yes. Oh, Heavenly Father, Father, I come to you this morning agreeing with everyone that praying wherever they are over the world at this hour, power of prayer, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Agreeing, Lord, I'm praying for those that have lost loved ones, Lord, that's transitioning from this earth, Lord, that have moved on to heavenly rewards, Lord. Lord, just ask that you comfort them, Heavenly Father. Strengthen them, Heavenly Father. Put someone in their path that share uplifting word, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Pray for those that's out there that's depressed, Heavenly Father. Those that are stressed. Those with anxiety, Lord. Those with mental problems, Heavenly Father. Touch them, Lord. Give them a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are confused, Heavenly Father. Praying for those with Alzheimer's, Lord. Dimensions, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, I'm praying for those that's in the hospital, Lord. They need healing, Lord. Praying for healing for each and every one that's in need on this line, their family members, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And those that are crying out to you for healing or healing for their loved one, their friends, or whoever it may be, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we're praying right now, Lord. I'm praying right now, Lord, for those who don't know you, Heavenly Father, that they can get to know you, get the opportunity to get their life right, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Just a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for those that are easily led astray, that easily listen to false information, Lord. Those that people are using to controlling people, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the weak, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, those that are weak, strengthen them, Lord. Those that blind to what people are doing to them and using them for their good, Lord. Open their eyes, Lord, that they can see. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord, praying for those that are addicted to whatever kind of drugs they're addicted to, Heavenly Father. Set them free, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, we got some out there that people that pray for those that are overeating, Lord, and those that's not eating. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, we're praying that you touch them, Lord. That's a touch from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, we're praying for those not able to get out of bed, Lord, with illness, Lord, those that went into rehabilitation, Lord, to get back, to be able to walk again, to be able to talk again. Yes, Lord, praying for those, Lord, that in the rehabilitation, Lord. Praying for those that never did do what it takes to come out, Lord. Lord, a whisper from you, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. We're praying for those right out there right now that need jobs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Put people in their path, Lord, that they get a job, not just any job, Lord, but let them get a job more than what they even imagine to get, Lord, making money that will cover their bills, Lord, that they can live comfortably, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those that have businesses, Lord, continue touching their business abundantly financially, Lord, and the companies that is not making money, Lord, turn it around for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Because some of them are crying out to you right now, Lord, in need. Desperately in need, Lord, touch them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 yes. Lord, pray for the people that out there, Lord, and on this line, Lord, that don't know how to communicate, Lord. Lord, you give it to them, Lord. Give them the ability to be able to communicate so they'll be understanding, Lord. Lord, you got praying for the ones that need you right now, Lord. Whatever the situation might be, you know what it is, Lord. You know their heart's desire. You know their needs, Lord. Meet every need, Lord. Every heart desire, Lord. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Lord, there's nothing impossible for you, Heavenly Father. I'm praying that you just meet every need. Oh, yes, and every heart desire, Lord. Oh, not in my name, Lord. I'm not praying in my name, Heavenly Father, but in Jesus' name, Lord. And I have people here on the line that is agreeing with me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we're praying for marriages, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Just asking that you mend marriages that still together, living in a household together. Those that are apart, Lord, reunite them, Lord. If it's for their good, Heavenly Father. Lord, you are the one and the only one that we can depend on, Lord. The only one that we put our trust in, Heavenly Father. The only one that we really believe in. We believe in no one like you, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord, because we know you will come through, Lord. It may not be when we want it, but it'll be always be on time, Lord. It's a matter of us being patient and waiting until we win. And, Lord, those that don't have a patient, Heavenly Father, give them patience, Lord. Give them patience, Lord, that they'll know that it's coming to pass one day. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Heavenly Father, I'm praying, Lord, for marriages that already been divorced, Lord, but they're still in love or whatever reason they need to get back together, Lord. Reunite marriages, Lord, that their vows be, that they go back and remarry, Lord, and it be successful for love and joy and peace, where the relationship should be full of, Lord, no matter what we go through, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 you're going through it with us, Lord. We just ask you continue showing up in our lives, Lord, and showing out in our lives, Lord, making a change where there need to be changed, Lord, that we can make a difference where it needs to be made a difference, Heavenly Father, for our good, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Praying for those that are single, that have been waiting a long time for you to send them that right mate, Lord, touch them, Lord. Bring it to pass, Lord. Bring it to pass in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father, that they receive that one, that mate, the right one for them, Lord, that they can be with for the rest of their life, Heavenly Father. Father, and the ones that are out there that are lonely, Lord, get lonely sometimes, continue feeling feel their void, and those that happen to every now and then when it comes, Lord, feel that void. Along in this, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. The ones that are out on the street right now or in their home, Lord, is crying out to you, Lord. Answer that cry today, Heavenly Father. Answer that cry today In Jesus' name, hallelujah, hallelujah, Father. Father, we pray that you, that those that are traveling, that you show travel favor, Lord. Give them mercy as they travel, Lord. Oh, Lord, I'm asking that you continue giving us favor, travel each and every day, all day as we travel, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. Father, a new year is coming in 2020-21. Lord, let each and every one of us on this line and our family member, let it be processed for us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 yes. 2021 be a process, yo. Oh, better than any year we ever had, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we thank you for giving us peace as we go through this pandemic, Lord. We just thank you for the peace, and those that don't have a peace right now, give them that peace, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, instill joy in our hearts, Lord. Those that don't have joy in their hearts, and continue giving joy to those that already have the joy, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, I pray that you continue pouring more and more of the Holy Spirit in us on a daily basis, all during the day, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we want to hear more and more your voice, Lord. Let us hear more and more your voice. Oh, yes, Lord. Continue talking to us, Lord. Magnify your voice to us, Lord, more and more, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We pray that you shut doors, Lord, that need to be shut to us, Lord. Open doors that need to be opened, Lord. Lord, give us breakthroughs where we need them breakthroughs, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Remove the people out of our lives that we don't need in our life. They're hindering us, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Father. Oh, yes, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for all that you've already done for us, Lord. Thank you for the things that we're not aware of that you've done. Thank you for those, Lord, so we know that you're doing things for us, and a lot of times we don't even know that you've done them. And even though we see it happening, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for those, for the kids that are troubled kids, Lord. We don't know why, but I'm asking you to turn them around, Heavenly Father, the troubled kids, the problem kids, the disobedient kids, Heavenly Father, the kids that fight their parents, Heavenly Father. Turn it around, Lord. Turn it around. Oh, yes, Lord, you can do it, Lord. And I'm putting it in your hands, Lord, their situation, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord, I'm praying for people that is incarcerated, Lord. Some people incarcerated going through a lot, Lord. We ask that you be with them, Lord. Let them know that you're there, Lord. People coming up for parole, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, those that have been crying out to you, those that trusted in you and believing in you, Heavenly Father, let them make parole, Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, when they come up for parole, when their time comes, Lord, set them free. Lord, that's what you do. That's who you are, Lord. You can do all things. There's nothing impossible for you to do. So I'm asking right now that you allow them, grant just the people's mind, their heart, their thoughts, their soul, Lord, that they say, parole granted. Those that trying to overturn their conviction, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. Grant their conviction be overturned, Heavenly Father, that they be set free, Heavenly Father. And when you set them free, give them a heart, Lord, that they continue walking with you, Lord, when they are set free, that they don't turn their back on you, Lord, that they continue receiving the rewards that you have for them, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we just thank you. I praise you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy for each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. You are a shelter in the storm, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. We just ask you to continue be in our shelter in a storm. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for putting, I thank you for putting your head of protection around each and every one of us, Heavenly Father, and our family members. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Lord, we pray for our family members. We pray for the family members that not stay, Heavenly Father, that they turn their life over to you, Lord. Oh, yes, yes. Oh, yes, Lord. Lord, we pray. I'm praying for the first responders, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for protecting them, Lord, as they respond to help other people, Lord. Oh, yes, putting their life at risk, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the people that's in office, Lord, that the new that was elected in office, Lord, that they do right by your people. Oh, yes, Lord, that they be for the people and not just lying in their pockets, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 that they be concerned about the people, Lord. Oh, yes, 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 Lord. Praying for the teachers, Lord. Oh, yes, give them patience, Lord. Strengthen them when they need strengthened, Lord. Oh, yes, that they can deal with teaching during this pandemic, Lord. And that they do their best to educate the kids, Lord, and not just be there and not just be there unconcerned, but let them be concerned about the kids learning, Lord. And we pray that the kids have patience. I mean, that they have patience, Lord. Give them a thirst to want to learn, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Give them patience, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Touch them, Lord. Whatever you know what it needs for them to sit there and just pay attention and do a good job, Lord, that they can pass their grades, Lord. And the ones in class, Lord, that go to the classroom, protect them from that virus, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. And do the same for them also, Lord. Oh, yes. Yes, yes, Lord. Lord, we're just praying, Lord. I'm just praying, Lord, that you continue working in our life for our good, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, 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 Heavenly Father. There's no one like you, Lord, and we just love you with all our heart, Lord. We worship you for who you are. Oh, yes, the great I am, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, yes, yes. Heavenly Father, just meet everyone on this line, desire, prayer request, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, I ask none in my name, but in Jesus' name, Heavenly Father. Heavenly Father, I connect this prayer with all prayers that pray at this time, at this hour over the world, and in agreement with the individuals on this line, Lord, whatever they added as I was praying while it was on mute, Heavenly Father, connected with Father who art in heaven, I be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Father, give us this day our daily bread. Forgive our trespasses as we forgive those that trespass against us. It is not a temptation, Heavenly Father, but deliver us from evil. For you are our kingdom. You are our power, Heavenly Father. You are everything, and we love you in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, amen. And again, those that wasn't here at 6 o'clock, I just want to thank you all for joining us today for our praise and deliverance ministry. And again, welcome. Well, I want to just speak right now about empty out the negative. Someone, could you please mute your phone right now, please? Everyone's phone should be on mute right now. If you're not, until time for you to speak. So I'm going to speak on empty out the negative. You know, it's easy to go through life holding on to things that weigh us down, like guilt, resentment, doubt, and worry. The problem is, when we allow these negative emotions in, they take up space we need for the good things that should be there. Imagine your life is like a container. You was created to be filled with joy, peace, confidence, and creativity. But if you allow worry in, it pushed out the peace. There's not space for both. You can go above, you can't go above 100% capacity. You have a limited amount of space. If you allow guilt to take up space, that space you don't have for the confidence you need. The reason some people don't enjoy their life is because their container or their heart is contaminated with so many things. They are 10% filled with worry, being stressed out over their job, 12% bitterness, being mad at their neighbor, 20% guilt, beating themselves up for past mistakes, 9% jealousy, thinking their coworker is more beautiful. They don't realize 70% of their container is negative. Yet, they wonder why they don't have joy, creativity, and passion. They only have room for 30% of the good things they should have. The scripture says, give no place to the enemy. That's not just talking about the focus of darkness. That means to give no place to guilt. Give no place to worry. Give no place to bitterness. Those contaminants can't come in and automatically take over. You control what's in your container. You control what you think about and what you choose to allow in. We all have negative emotions, negative feelings, but you have to make the choice that says, I'm not going to give this jealousy, this bitterness, or this anger valuable space and let it poison my life. I'm going to protect where I allow in my heart. Every morning when we wake up, we need to empty out any negative from the day before. If someone offends you at work and they didn't treat you right, it's easy to let that offense stay with you. It can feel good to carry around a grudge, but you have to discipline and say, no, I'm not giving this offense any room. I'm not going to let it style my day. That person hurt you once. Don't let that person continue to hurt you by holding on to the offense. Being offended is not harming the other person. It's harming you. It takes up space you need for the good things that will move you towards your destiny. Let's say you wake up in the morning and thoughts or worry come. How are you going to pay your bill? How is the medical report not good? You'll never get out of this problem. Don't allow these negative thoughts in. Don't make this mistake of dwelling on them. Just say, no thanks. I know God is in control. He has me in the palm of his hand. He'll get me where I'm supposed to be. Take inventory of what you're going, what you're giving space to. Life is too short for you to live with negative things holding you down. Okay, so we got to make room for good things, you know. David says in Psalm 103, God filled my life with good things, so I stay young and strong. I've learned that if you empty out the negative, if you make room, God will fill you with good things. If you empty out worry, God will fill you with peace. If you empty out insecurity and negative things people have said about you, God will fill you with confidence. My question to you is God trying to fill you with good things, but there's no room? Is your container full of worry, regret, bitterness, and jealousy? Why don't you start emptying that out? If somebody did you wrong, you can hang on to that bitterness, Instead, you need to say, God, I forgive them. I let it go. You don't just forgive. You made room for God to fill you with good things. That's when he'll give you beauty for ashes and joy for mourning. Perhaps you're in a tough season. The medical report wasn't good. You should be stressed and worried. Instead, you say, God, I trust you. You said you would restore health to me. You know what you did? You just made room for God to fill you with healing. You empty out the worry, and God will give you peace in the midst of the storm. Perhaps a coworker got the promotion you worked so hard for. Envy and jealousy will come. I wish that were me. That's what you say to yourself. Because they got it, but you wish it was you. And then you go to say, I'm smarter than he is. I don't understand that. You know, that what you all let it come to your head. Instead of letting that jealousy stay, you need to say, God, I know you're no respect of a person. You got that promotion for him, and I know you can do it for me. The good news is God doesn't run out of a favor. He doesn't have a limited supply. If you empty out the jealousy, then when it's your time to be promoted, God will open doors that no man could shut. If somebody got what you wanted, that simply means it wasn't supposed to be yours. If someone else got the promotion, be happy for that person. God has something better for you. If someone else got the person you wanted to date, don't be upset. God knows what he's doing. If it worked out your way, that person would be second best. The bottom line is, what has your name on it is not going to go to anyone else. Don't go around bitter with jealousy and self-pity. That will poison your life. Empty it out. God is in control. He's directing your steps. And at the right time, what has your name on it will show up. God promised that if we make room, he will not only fill us with good things, but he will keep us young and strong. The reason some people are not young and strong, I don't mean just young physically, but young in spirit, vivid and passionate about life, is because they are filled with the negative. Worry will make you weak. Living stressed out will make you old, give you wrinkles, and take your passion. Being bitter, angry, and resentful will shorten your life. Proverbs say, a relaxed attitude lengthens life. You can be 80 years old and young at heart. Your spirit never ages. I met a woman in the church lobby a while back. It was her 100th birthday. She was standing there depressed, impeccably, looking beautifully, with hardly any wrinkles and full of joy. Her mind was as sharp as could be. I asked her, what your secret was so I could tell, no one stop it from there, but she lived by the principle, but you know that in her 100 years, she had trouble, people hurt her, and she made mistakes. Life happens. Offenses came, but she didn't hold on to them. She kept emptying them out. And as God promised, he filled her life with good things and kept her young and strong. My auntie, she lived to be 104, and I look forward to being 104 if that's what God has for me. I don't want to get old, grouchy, grumpy, and fall apart. I want to stay young, strong, good looking, and full of faith, joy, and energy. The way this happens is to give no place to negative. get in the habit of emptying out the offenses. Empty out worry. If you make a mistake, empty out the guilt. If you don't do your best, empty out the regret. Don't do better next time. If nobody gives you credit for what you did, empty out the self-pity. If you had a bad break and you don't understand it, empty out the question. If you get good at emptying out negative, you'll be like that woman, strong, young, vibrant, full of faith, and full of joy. Okay. So that's why we have to practice, and practice, and those who's already doing it, continue to empty out the negative. We have to release it. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." The word prayer in the original language is where we get our word catharsis from, which means cleaning, releasing, purifying. If you have surgery, sometimes the doctor will put in the catheter. A catheter is a tube that drains our impurities in the body, and it comes from the same root word as catheterism. A catheterism automatically takes what's not beneficial, the toxic, the infection, the waste, and flushes them out of the body. The doctor knows there will be a contaminant. He's not alarmed that the body has waste and infection. He only alarmed when it's not being released. When we are holding on to things that should be fleshed out, when God says, "Blessed are the pure in heart," He's saying, "You're going to be blessed when you learn how to relax the impurities of life like a capitalist does. When you get into a habit of emptying out things that will infect you, do you know that bitterness is to our spirit? Do you know what bitterness is to our spirit? It's an infection. Guilt is an infection. Worry, doubt, and self-pity are infections. These things are not usually impurity comes to us all, but you have to flesh them out. It's when we hold on to them that they contaminate our spirit and cause us problems. You wasn't created to carry around guilt, regret, bitterness, and anger, that causes our life. So what we got to do, we got to empty out that's not good for us. And also, bitterness is to our spirit. It's an infection. So we don't want to be walking around bitter. So I say this respectfully, that's simple, an impurity. Why don't you release it so it doesn't infect the rest of your life? Don't let a disappointment, a divorce, a layoff, or a loss causing your future. Because you know, a lot of people have problems getting over when God called their loved one home. You know, heaven is our reward. So, you know, like I said, loss will cause your future if you allow it to. You know, sometimes we're worried about our health, worried about finances, worried about the children. Worry is a part of life. Those thoughts come to us all. The key is to not hold on to them. Recognize that they're not beneficial. They're not moving you forward. That's an impurity that wasn't meant to stay. You have to release it. God, I don't see a way. But you got to know you're still on the but I know you're still on the throne, Lord. So that's what we have to do. We have to go to God, and we have to talk to God and let God know that we do know He's still on the throne. I know you let God know that we know he is bigger than the problem. I know you will supply all my needs. You just released that. That means you just released that toxic. Are you holding on to an infection, to impurity? Are you angry, jealous, worried, discouraged? Maybe you had a disappointment. Something didn't work out. Imagine there's angels who have a delivery package with your name on it. It says, beautiful ashes, new beginnings, new opportunities, and new friendships. He even rocks those good things. The problem is, if you're holding on to the old, there's no place for them to deliver it. I wonder how many things are in route right now. The angels standing by with our joy, our peace, our confidence, our creativity, or our spouse, but there's no room because we're not releasing the toxic, the anger, the bitterness, the jealousy, the worry. He can't deliver those good things instead of living blessed and excited about our future. We become infected. The good news is you get rid of the infection. It's not permanent. If you start releasing the regret, the worry, the bitterness, or the anger, it's just a matter of time before the angel shows up with your delivery. When you make room, God promises he will fill your life with good things. The good news is you can get rid of that infection. It is not permanent. So we all have to keep that in mind when people make us mad, or whatever may happen, we don't hold on to that stuff. We get rid of it because it's negative and it's not healthy for us. So right now, we're going to find out who's on the line. And if you're not able to pray, just say listening. If you have a prayer request or a testimony, give that at this time. Hello?
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm listening.
Okay, I didn't hear y'all. Please start over.
I believe I heard Darling M's voice. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
Good morning.
God bless you.
Well, Apostle Horsley here, Anthony here. Good morning, everyone. Glad to be in the service.
Good morning.
Part of the
things. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. This is Darlene B. Good to hear everybody, and thank you for the word this morning. It was just so awesome. I appreciate you talking about emptying out the negative. I mean, that was something that a lot of people really need to hear, and I am glad that you shared it with us because we sometimes do hold on to things, and they do have negative impact on our minds and our spirits. So that was really good what you said this morning, Sister Marie. I appreciate it. Amen.
Good morning. Thank you.
Come on, I appreciate the word today. It was in season. It's something that I needed. I was just talking with somebody yesterday about the same thing. I said, I hope that they had called in this morning. We had a wonderful holiday. It was blessed. It was a blessed Christmas celebration. Hallelujah to God. We thank God for Christmas Day. Hallelujah to God and the celebration and all that have bought and transpired. Souls are being changed. Hallelujah. Lives are being changed. Hallelujah. God. And we just have great expectation. We thank God for the word this morning in the name of Jesus. We thank God for the moving by the Spirit, the healing, and the touching of the body. We thank God for this hour of our prayer. And thank you for the word today. Amen. Thank you, God, that I'm here, up and able to go. Amen.
Oh, thank you. Welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. This is Janice. I thank God for traveling grace. I spent my Christmas with my son and his family in Jacksonville, and I'm glad to be home in my bed.
Good morning.
Morning.
Amen.
Anybody else would like to give your name or prayer request?
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Sheila. I just want to say good morning to everyone, and God bless, and have a safe day.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Sister Juanita. God bless you all. Good word.
Good morning, Sister Juanita.
Thank you for the encouragement. Good word.
You're welcome. Good morning. Anybody else? You want to give your name? Okay. I just want to say that, you know, I know there's a lot of time. I know God is doing a lot of work. A lot of time I ask for a prayer request, and I just want people to know that you're not being pressured to pray when I ask for a prayer request. You still love the same, and even by God, love the same, by me and whoever on the line. But just because you don't pray, please do not hold back your prayer requests. So if anybody gave their name or already gave their name and you got a prayer request, put your prayer request out there. So right now, if you do have a prayer request, please give your prayer request.
Amen.
Okay,
Mr.
I do have a few prayer
requests.
I have by the name of Jackie. Jackie is sick. We need to pray for her healing. A friend of mine up in Indianapolis, I've been knowing her since I was a child. Thank God for healing her. Her and her husband had the COVID-19, and we're grateful
Amen.
For God healing them. So that wanted to share. Also, Darnell, he is depressed. He has lost just about everything in his life, all of his goods, his home, everything. So we want to pray for Darnell that he will be restored and even have better in the end, as Job did. And then there's a brother by the name of Lee. He is having some kind of catheter procedure, and pray that God will help him in that situation, that he will be completely healed of that. God can take away the whatever the issue is and heal him completely. So I just want to keep these in prayer. And then also want to just keep our sister Juanita in prayer as she is being healed. God is healing her, and we just want to thank God for complete and full restoration of her health. In Jesus' name, amen.
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 Also, I want to pray for my sons, Roderick and Jamal and Anthony. For salvation for them, a stronger walk with the Lord. My daughter, hallelujah, sent this family salvation. And we thank God for that. And even for the part of the family that's going through a time of bereavement over this year, holiday season. Hallelujah. Yeah.
I have a prayer request. This is Sister Sheila. One of our sisters has worked together in the Word of Faith Church and Hospitality. Her sister passed away, so if you could pray for the family and their strength. And for those that, I don't know if y'all watch the news, but while watching the news, it helped me also to pray for the child that got shot, a teen, a seven-year-old. He said she passed. You could just pray for the world that our hearts and minds would be touched, that we would think before we leap. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
I just want to pray for those that are going through the COVID-19. I have quite a few friends and my brother that's going through it. But a lot of times when people get that diagnosis, they think the worst and forget that God is still a healer. So I just want to pray for those that are going through not only the COVID-19, but any kind of sickness and illness, because, you know, a lot of times, like I said, especially with the coronavirus right now, and it's being so on the front lines, that people just automatically assume that the worst when they hear that they've been diagnosed with it, and if they hear someone else being diagnosed with it. So I'm just want to pray for not only for the healing, but that our faith not fail us because we hear these negative things, because we know that we serve a God that is so able. So that's my prayer request this morning.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to piggyback Juanita, what she said about this COVID-19, because if you think about it, there are so many more millions of people who have had it, who have survived. There are more people surviving this COVID-19 than those who are dying. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we
Amen.
Have faith that God will continue to keep us. Amen.
Amen. I have a little test. Go ahead.
Good morning. This is Dennis again. I just want y'all to know that I thank God that he kept Nerica when she was at school, and one of the secretaries that, you know, worked side by side with her had it, and the resource officer had it, and she come in contact with those people every day. That she used to come in contact with the people every day, but God kept her. She was tested negative from that test, and I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for that, because she was surrounded by so many that had it, but God kept her. So I give God the honor, the praise, and the glory for keeping my child, and I ask that y'all pray for the ones that had it. Thank you.
Okay, praise God, amen. Let me give a little short testimony. I should have gave it, but I was out of town last week, and I was trying to get the Hunter Bay Cam, and you know how they blocked the driveway, so where you turn in at, and so the car back. So as I get ready to turn, I happen to tap my horn to thank him, and hear a car coming in the far right lane before I could get over. And he was going, and I just swung around, and he swung one way, and I actually saw this car hit me, but I swung, so he back, and I went on in the driveway, but I pray gave God the praise. I really supposed to have been tore up bad, you know, but he didn't touch, but God spared me. He gave me mercy at that time. So I just praise God for that. And anybody else have a prayer request or a testimony?
Amen. Amen. Thank God for protecting our Sister Maria. That's great. Thank the Lord.
Oh, yeah. So right now, what I want to do is, I don't want nobody to ask God for anything. But we'll spend just a couple of minutes and give God some praise right now. So we're going to just spend a few time to give God some praise. Then I'm going to come back. And, Darlene, if you don't mind, well, I would like for you to do the prayer request and take us out after this praise for God. We're not going to ask for anything right now. We're just going to praise God for a few minutes, and then we're going to go into a prayer request. So everybody
praise
come in.
Next,
oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord, for showing me favor. Hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for just blessing me continuously, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for having that envelope here when I just thank you. Hallelujah. Yes. Oh, hallelujah, Lord. I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, yes. I just thank you for loving me unconditionally, Lord. I just thank you, Lord, for providing for me, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I just thank you for walking with me each and every day, Lord. God in me, Lord. For myself, Heavenly Father. Oh, yes, Lord. I thank you. I praise you for the car I have, the car I'm in, Lord. I praise you, Lord, for setting me free and always. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Yes,
Give them encouragement, oh God, those who have lost loved ones, oh God.
We just pray, God, today that they will realize, oh, God, that they are still here. They could share the gospel of Jesus Christ, that they would not be depressed, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, my kasho toko shetara makolerera shatara makita. Makiti la shetara makolerera shetara makita. My God, my God. We just pray for Roderick. We pray for Jamal and Anthony, oh, God, and Lord, we pray that you will help these young men, oh God, to come on into the kingdom, to have that personal relationship with you. We thank you, Lord, for just covering Lisa, oh God, keeping her mind in perfect peace as her mind is stayed on thee, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord, those who were affected by the shootings that took place over this weekend here in Atlanta and in different parts of the United States of America, those grieving families, oh God, the 16-year-old girl who lost her life and even the 16-year-old boy, oh God, who's in jail now, God, we pray, God, today that while he's there that he will think on his way, if he's not saved, that he will receive Jesus as Lord, Savior, and King. We know, God, today that you can do that for him, God. I know there's somebody that could be sitting in jail who can speak a kind word to him, oh God, and let him know that Jesus is there for him, that he can be forgiven, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you. We do pray for Maurice, Steve, little Dave. Also pray for Byron, as these people have these issues, oh God. Some of them are incarcerated. We pray, God, today that they will be released. There are those who are maybe bringing their case before the judge once again. We pray, Lord, today that whatever it is that they have done, if they have not done anything, that they will be released, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, that you will give them another chance. And as they get this other chance, oh God, that they will do right by you, God, in the name of Jesus. My God, my God. We just pray, God, today for many people who are incarcerated. Byron, my cousin, oh God, we're believing for his release today, this next year coming up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. And as he comes out, we ask you, Lord, to help him, Father, because he needs help, Lord, to adapt to society after being locked up for so many years, God. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus, we just pray, God, today for so many people who are out there, those who are even thinking about committing a crime. I pray, Lord, today that they will not do it, oh God, that they will stop, Lord, that they will have some kind of revelation. Oh, God, you can put the angels around them, oh God, and angels can speak to them and let them know not to do that, even as Saul was spoken to. In the name of Jesus, my God, you're perfect, Lord. So we're grateful, Lord, for all that you're doing. It's marvelous in our eyes, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just pray, Lord, that each and every one of us will continue to increase in our faith, oh God, that our faith will be renewed, oh God, that we will have added measures of faith each and every day, God, as we see you doing great and mighty things, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And continue to bless our sister Juanita, oh God, continue to heal her body, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the loving family that is around her, oh God, that is supporting what she is going through, oh God, in the name of Jesus. My Lord, we just praise you, God, today for all the people of God who have been blessed, oh God, those who are going through things, oh God, that you help us to get through, Lord. Oh my God, I decree and declare that we are all covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree and declare that we are above and not beneath, oh God. I decree that anything that the enemy will try to bring against us will be stopped in the name of Jesus. We shall continue to seek the face of God in the name of Jesus. I decree that we are blessed and highly favored by God and man. I decree that all our sisters and brothers in Christ are blessed of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. I decree and declare that we are the lender and we're not the borrower, oh God, as we listen to your word, as we use your word, oh God, for your glory. Lord, as we're preparing to get to the end of the year, Lord, we just pray that we will continue to look to you, Lord, not being worried about the things that are going on around us, God, not being worried about the things that people are saying, oh God. We just thank you, Father, today that we keep our eyes on the prize, which is the high calling of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that wickedness in high places are being destroyed and that you're showering our blessings upon our families daily. In the name of Jesus, Lord, and every evil word that has been spoken against us shall be sent back to the sender. It shall not touch our lives. It shall not come to fruition. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, we just thank you for it, oh God. We bless your name, God. Continue to bless every business, Lord, every person who has a job, those who are looking for a job. Help them to find a job, Lord. Even create a job. Create something, oh God. Create a business, Lord. There's some things that we can do, oh God, as you give us creative thoughts, Lord. We just thank you, Father. We bless your name, God. We glorify your name, God, because we know, God, today that the multi-millions are coming into our hands, Lord. There are those who are believing for hundreds of thousands of dollars. Some are believing for hundreds of dollars. According to our faith, so be it done unto us, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I'm believing for that $13 million for myself, and Sister Chris is believing to be a millionaire, and I believe Sister Scholastica and Sister Mary, oh God, we just pray, God, today that you bless all of us, oh God, according to our faith, it shall come to pass. And bless the seed, oh God, as we are continuing to sow into the ministry. I thank you, God, today for everyone who's sown a seed into the ministry, those who have given gifts to myself and others on this line. We pray that those gifts and those seeds will be multiplied at least 1,000 times more, as spoken of in Deuteronomy 1 and 11. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we praise you, God. We say hallelujah and amen. It is so. It is so. I love each and every one of you. I thank you for being here. Come back tomorrow, and we will see what God has for us. And I hope that you read the scripture that about the testimony, that they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. So we hope that when we are given that opportunity to give a testimony, that you share your testimony, because it will be a blessing to somebody so that they will be encouraged. Somebody may be going through something similar to what you have gone through, or something just like what you went through, and they can have hope in knowing that God blessed you and they too can be blessed. So we will be sharing the testimonies as often as possible. I love you once again. Go in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That's the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. Amen. We'll see you tomorrow, Lord willing.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and every one who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there who has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you will repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministries. The address is 2473 Wood Valley Drive. The street is WOOD, second word is VALLEY. That's 2473 Wood Valley Drive in the city of East Point, Georgia. Zip code 30344. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log into blogtalk.com. Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-pound. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session, and if you want to listen to a previous section, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. 1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord will continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.